It is perhaps the most famous moment in New Hampshire primary history.
I am paying for this microphone, Mr. Speaker.
As part of our weekly look at the objects that tell the story of the New Hampshire primary, we look now at the story of the microphone Ronald Reagan was paying for in 1980. At that time, it wasn't the Reagan microphone, it was
Bob Malloy microphone. One of them, anyhow, one of the many.
Bob Malloy has been doing sound and video contracting for New Hampshire events since 1976. In February 1980, he was working in the auditorium at Nashua High School, where the Nashua Telegraph was set to lead a debate between Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush, who had just won in Iowa and was aiming for a New Hampshire win to clear a path toward the Republican nomination. At least that was the original plan. The Federal Election Commission said if the newspaper wanted to sponsor the televised debate, it would have to invite all seven Republican candidates. In the end, the Reagan team agreed to pay for the one-on-one event, while secretly inviting the other candidates to attend as well. Reagan staffer Rick Ahern stashed extra tables and chairs behind the stage and made sure to find Malloy as he prepared for the debate.
And I had the check in my pocket for Bob Malloy, and I had shown him the check that night, and I said, remember now, you're working for us. I hadn't said anything about what was going to transpire. I just showed him the check.
As the event got underway, Reagan brought four candidates to the stage and suggested to the moderator, Nashua Telegraph editor John Breen, that they be allowed to participate. Breen insisted on keeping the original agreement for a one-on-one debate.
Make an announcement.
Would the sound man please turn Mr. Reagan's mic off for a minute?
There were Reagan staffers standing over Bob Malloy's shoulder, telling him in very colorful language he was not to touch that soundboard. But Malloy says they had nothing to worry about.
I would never have turned his microphone off for a couple of reasons. I would not be that rude to anybody.
So the microphone stayed on, and the rest is history.
I am paying for this microphone, Mr. Speaker.
If you're looking for the Reagan microphone today, you'll find it on display at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. It still has a yellow sticker on the base that reads, Malloy Sound and Video Contractors, Manchester, New Hampshire.